Warsaw leads in the girls' game after three quarters, 34-26. So that's a 14-point quarter for the Lady Tigers down south. We will keep you updated. Oh, check that. I had the wrong score. I apologize. Warsaw 41, Ben Davis 34 after three. It's a 21-point third quarter for the Lady Tigers. Maybe they can send some good juju up here. Warsaw down 47-38 starting the fourth quarter. Gould, Sullivan, Martin, Davis, and Bricker out there for Matt Moore's team. Out top for Sullivan. Holding against Weaver. Looking for cutters and a whistle and double dribble. Drew just, he had picked up his dribble and then he like took a power dribble to pass the ball. And that Warsaw's had a lot of turnovers like that. Homestead's defense has been good, but hadn't been that good. Warsaw struggled mightily to handle the basketball. Reinhardt gets free and then throws a wild pass over everybody and into the seats down in the front row, down at the far end. Warsaw's got 15 turnovers through three quarters. They had 16 turnovers for the game at Columbia City. Gould off a double screen at the top. Dribbles right, looks back left. Finds Bricker top of the circle, trying to spin into good. Backdoor pass into traffic. Trey Davis caught it. I don't know how. Out to Carson Gould. Bricker, pressure there by Good. Puts it on the floor to the elbow. He'll fall and fire in the lane and miss it. Sullivan had the rebound and he got fouled. Weaver grabbed his left arm while Sullivan was grabbing the ball with the right. And Wyatt's got his third foul and the first foul on Homestead in the fourth. Owen Smith back into the game for Warfield for Homestead. Gould to throw it in, baseline right at the near end. And they'll bounce it into Bricker down toward the corner. He'll give back to Martin. Martin, guarded by Graber, puts it on the floor in the lane, falling from 10 and missing. And a foul on the rebound against Owen Smith. Owen Smith had perfect position. He didn't need to push Trey Davis. And that's exactly what he did. And he picks up his fourth foul. Out of bounds to Warsaw again. Inbounds wide open. Martin, corner three. Rebound grabbed by Weaver for Homestead. Outlets to Reinhardt. Down to the far end. Graber. Cross-court pass. Owen Smith in the corner, good for three, no good. Rebound tipped, loose at midcourt, grabbed by the Tigers. Martin with the rebound, up at Bricker, fakes the three, runs the elbow, flips it back to Sullivan. Sullivan with a head fake and a drive up the baseline, ran out of space, flips it back to Trey Davis, a whistle and an offensive foul called on the Tigers. Trey Davis with his second, put his left shoulder into the Homestead player. Out of bounds to the Spartans. They lead 47-38 with 6:34 left. That's another turnover against Warsaw. They lob into Owen Smith. One-on-one against Bricker in the backcourt. Now double-teamed. Got rid of it to Graber. He splits a double-team. Kicks it out right. Reinhardt cuts the elbow. Shoots from outside it and hits. Reinhardt with seven. 49-38. Quickly the other way. Martin down the lane. Banks it up and in. Martin with only 4 points in the second half after 12 in the first half. 49-40. Homestead with the lead in the ball. Graber deep in the backcourt. Up the middle against Trey Davis. Gets across the line. Lobs. Ball tip. Taken away. Martin a steal. Up ahead to Bricker. And he'll take it in and score again. Bricker tipped it. Martin stole it. Bricker took off. And it's 49-42. Quickly down court. Good. At the three-point arc, spins around and he will throw it to the corner to Graber. Off a screen, Owen Smith, three-pointer, air ball! Carson Gould the rebound. He'll throw it up ahead near side, Sullivan. Sullivan looking for space. Down in deep, Trey Davis for two! He drew three defenders to him and dumped it beautifully down to Trey, who put it in the basket. And it's 49-44, and here come the Tigers again. Graber at midcourt, up the far sideline. Smith up the baseline, good to the basket, and he traveled! He traveled with the ball! It's Warsaw ball again. Finlinson back in. Bricker gets a break. Into the game, Tristan Wilson for the Tigers. He comes in for Sullivan, who looks like he's exhausted. He's played heavy minutes tonight, heavier than normal because Yeager's been on the bench with fouls. It's Gould, Wilson, Finlinson, Davis, and Martin. Gould across the line. Warsaw to get to within perhaps three. Gould in the lane. Forced one up. No good. Tipped by Trey Davis. Tipped again. Martin puts it in. Martin tipped it in after Davis twice kept it alive. Timeout, Tigers. I think this is a timeout to let it Matt Moore's guys recoup. 49-46. Warsaw back to within three, back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Again, we're doing our best to keep you updated. We got people down in Indianapolis who are at the girls' game with Ben Davis. Warsaw is down by six and had shot 16% for the field. And then scored 21 third-quarter points and led 41-34 after three. Here, Warsaw looked like they were about ready to slide down the canyon side. But now they're back within three, 49-46 with 5 minutes left. Now top Rogers, who had 10 in the opener but has only 2 points in this game. Weaver out top. Graber trying to work his way down in on Trey Davis. Ran him over. No whistle. Down to the corner for Smith. Smith back out to Weaver. Weaver dribbles to the right and backs out beyond the arc. Down to the corner to Graber. Graber with a jab step, now a drive around Davis. Left-handed shot, no good. And a whistle and a foul call. Davis, a late whistle there. That ball had bounced off the rim before the whistle sounded. Matt Moore would like to know about that. Graber with 14 points. He only scored two against Huntington North in the opener. The Vikings will be here tomorrow night. JV at 6:15. Airtime 6:10 on News Now Warsaw. Graber's free throw is good. He's their leader. 15 points. He's restored some order as he's put his team back up by four. And now five as he makes them both. Hey, here's a tip. Don't foul this guy at the end of the game if we need to foul. Carson Gould, right side, Wilson, up the baseline, out the other side. Finlinson wide open, three, good. Robbie's first three of the night, his third of the season. Warsaw within two, and Trey Davis fouls in the backcourt. That's his fourth with 4:13 to go. That's three team fouls against Warsaw here in the fourth quarter. Martin back in, Wilson out. Good feed by Tristan. Good read by him to see that he wasn't going to get a layup. And he put the ball right in the shooting pocket for Robbie, who pulled the trigger and put Warsaw within two. Sullivan back in for Davis, who's on the bench with four fouls. They get it into Weaver. Weaver doesn't really want to dribble it, but he will to beat the 10 count. Right wing for Smith. Smith against Bricker. Out at the top, ball goes through Graber's hands. He's able to go get it. Graber dribbles into Sullivan. Leans in, throws it all the way across. Then out to Smith on the right. Then back to Rogers. Now at the top for Weaver. Weaver crossed the top of the circle for Graber. Now to Rogers. 3:45 left to go. Warsaw down by two. Homestead with the ball. Graber at the top. All the way from left to right. Down the corner. Rogers for three. It's rimming. No good. Bricker the rebound for Warsaw. And the Tigers can tie the game. In transition, Gould flips it back to Bricker. Bricker a stop and go. He'll kick a backcourt. Martin in traffic, leans in, and scores! What a shot by Martin. He's got a career-high 22. Warsaw has fought their way back. It is 51-51 with 3:13 left to go in the game. Rogers out between the circles. Chased by Gould, now Graber back to Rogers. Far side, Smith down to the corner for good. Good. Kicks it out to the top, Graber. They give him space, not much of a three-point shooter. He takes it 15 feet out to the corner, now to Good, and then to the top for Smith. Around to the left side, Rogers, 2:48 left. And Carson Gould got a hand on it. It's out of bounds! It's out of bounds off of Rogers! Warsaw has the ball back, looking for the lead with 2:44 to go. Sullivan will go in the backcourt to throw it in. Gould, being pressured there by Rogers, But Sullivan's inbounds pass is near the basket, and Carson had no trouble getting it. Gould will walk it up. Carson off a Sullivan screen at the top. Looking for Bricker, finds it between the circles. Bricker drives the right side, floats it high in the air, rimming, no good. Back tapped out by Sullivan. Finlinson's got it. He'll drive it in the lane. He got hammered. No whistle. The ball goes out of bounds, and Warsaw maintains possession. 2:21 left. Still 51-51. Gould to throw it in, but first, Roudebush comes back to the scorer's table. He comes in for Smith. Gould halfway between the lane and the arc. Gets it in. Bricker wide open left corner. Three. Yes. He caught him napping off the inbound. Bricker's given Warsaw the lead. 54-51. And down the stretch they come at the Tiger Den. Rogers across the line. Had the ball batted back across the line. Picks it up. Weaver at the foul line. Runs into Bricker. Shoots it off. Missed it. He missed it wide open. Finlinson the rebound. Warsaw by three. 2 minutes left to go. Oh, these cardiac kids playing another tight one here to open up the season. Gould picks up his dribble. Needs help. Finds Bricker. Bricker down to the right corner. Back out to Gould. Across the center circle. Down to Finlinson. Finlinson drives partway in. Then picked up his dribble. He needs help. Oh, he threw it into traffic. Good catch by Carson Gould. 1:34 left. Homestead's at two. Team fouls. Carson dribbles to the top of the circle, then backs out to the center circle. Now back to the near side of it. Then Carson got around his man and whistled a foul called. Good picks up his second. These two teams are exhausted. I'm just looking down here, and there's a lot of guys that look like they're worn out. Still 1:24 left. Still the hero of this game to be decided. Although that three in the corner might just be the deciding blow. We'll see. Gould with it in the backcourt. Carson up the near side. They've got Reinhardt in the game. Gould now almost has trapped himself. He'll dribble out of it into a double team. Got rid of it. Cutting down the lane. Martin makes a fake. Underhand flip shot. Good! And a foul! Holy cow! What a play by Martin! Underhand, left-handed. He sticks it in, and Warsaw leads by 5-1. The foul on Roudebush is his fourth. Who wants the ball at the end of these games? Brent Martin wants it. Free throw up and in. 25, a new career high for Brent Martin. Warsaw leads 57-51, still 1:05 to play, though. Rogers, left corner, Roudebush. Off a screen comes Reinhardt to get it left wing against Finlinson. Back out to Graber. Graber drives right. Shoots a 10-footer. It's no good. Foul on the rebound against Homestead. Foul called against Good. His third. Is that 5 in the quarter? They have not put it up yet. It is. Free throws coming up here for Bricker and the Tigers. 53.8 left. What a crazy game this has been. For a minute there, I thought Warsaw was going to get blown out. It's going to be a double-figure game. Now they lead by 6. Bricker can make it 8 as he shoots here. First one's up and in. 18 for Luke Bricker. 29 over the first two games. And one more coming. Nope. He missed that one. Rebound to Homestead. 50 seconds left. They're down by 7. They're down by 3 scores. Roudebush on the weave. Right corner to Graber. Graber drives into Martin, kicks it back out. Reinhardt, they can't get free to shoot it. Graber doesn't want to shoot it from out there. He'll drive down the right block, knocked away, foul call. Graber checking the chiclets to make sure that everything is still where it should be. Finlinson with the foul, his third. It's a non-shooting foul, so it's out of bounds, and Warsaw is going to take timeout. Timeout Tigers, 35 seconds left to play in the game. This is a full timeout with Warsaw leading 58-51. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. An update from the girls game. 4:19 left. Warsaw 44, Ben Davis 36. We'll get you a final box score on that when we're done here. 58-51. Warsaw with the lead. Homestead with the ball. 35 seconds left to play here in this fourth quarter. Reinhardt, baseline right far end, gets it into Graber. Sullivan ran into the back of him. Could have been a foul there. Smith gets it to Reinhardt, but he had Finlinson on him. Shot up and good! And a foul. Rogers curling off a screen, caught it. Shot what looked like a wild shot. It went in, and Carson Gould ran into the back of him and commits a foul with 27 seconds left. Mercy. Carson with his third. Both teams now in the bonus. Rogers, who had 10 points in their opening game, has four and maybe five here. And has got them to where they are within striking distance. Because Chris Johnson still, by my count, still has four timeouts left. Rogers, free throw in the air and good. 58-54, 27 seconds left. Carson Gould runs and gets it in the corner far side as Bricker. Bricker pressured by Good in the backcourt, foul called on Aiden. His fourth. In this situation, you want Martin and Bricker to catch it. Bricker caught it. Trey Davis will check in for defense. 23.2 left. Bricker with 18 points. Looking for his first 20-point game of this young season. It's up there and in. By my count, he's 6 out of 7 at the free throw line. Finlinson is out. Probably not for long. He's too good a free throw shooter not to be in the game. And they kind of tuck him down there by the coaches just in case. Bricker's got 20. 14 since halftime. Homestead with the ball, 18 seconds left. They're down by 6. A drive by Graber. He banks it in. Timeout, Spartans. Graber's kept them in the hunt. He had a big third quarter with 7 points. And 4 more here in the fourth. And he's made it a 4-point game, 60-56. Again, Warsaw has not beaten Homestead since Kyle Mangus was a junior and Paul Marindette was a senior. Doug Ogle coached the Tigers to 20 straight wins to start the season and eventually to the semi-state. Homestead has 3 timeouts left. Warsaw has 1. Both teams over the 5-foul limit in this quarter. And there are 15 seconds left. Warsaw has a 60-56 lead. You have to. On the inbounds, Carson Gould throws it into traffic, and it's out of bounds off of Ryan Martin, and it belongs to Homestead. Carson wants to go complain, but I'm telling you, he wasn't open. I know you want to get it to Martin there, but you can't throw that pass there. Homestead now has new life with 15 seconds left down by 4 because they still have timeouts left. Inbounds pass, saved inbounds. Reinhardt in the deep corner, into Rodenbusch. Lost it. Oh, and a foul called against the Tigers. The official from the far side of the play blew the whistle. Sullivan with the foul. That's 4 on him. 9.7 left. Tigers by 4. Rodenbusch to shoot. Warsaw wins. The girls won down at Ben Davis, 52-41. And the free throw is no good. Basketball justice lives. Warsaw would like to take their final timeout right here. And that's exactly what they're going to do. 9 seconds left. Warsaw leads 60-56. Stay tuned after the game. Bob Lovell will be taking us around the state. Just are now getting the box score from the Warsaw girls game. Brooke Winchester, 21 points, 11 rebounds. Jocelyn Bricker ended up with 14 all in the second half with 6 rebounds. Brooke Zartman, who you remember on Tuesday twisted her ankle here, 10 points and 5 rebounds. The girls ended up for the game 18 of 59 for the field. That's 30%. But they forced 27 Ben Davis turnovers. That's what they – that's for this week. They have forced 61 turnovers in 2 games. Rodebush to shoot one more. It's in the air. He missed them both. Finlinson back in there. He grabs the rebound. That should be enough with 8.2 left. Well, that's – I mean, talk about the worst-case scenario of all worst-case scenarios. Even if you make one there, you're still having some hope. Now, Warsaw will clear the lane. Finlinson at the free throw line. He was the second best free throw shooter for the JV last season. Robbie shoots and got it. 6 for Finlinson. But he's done a lot of other things. Tigers by 5. Could be 6 with 8 seconds left. Finlinson shoots again and hits again. Put this one in the left-hand column. Across the line, Rogers pulls up out top. Graber, three-pointer, banked it, no good. Bricker the rebound. Time runs out, Tigers win. Warsaw comes back from a double-digit second-half deficit and wins here at the Tiger Den over Homestead, 62-56. Their first win over Homestead here or there since 2016. Post-game coverage begins after these words on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw wins the freshman game 36-34 in the final 20 seconds. They won the JV game 36-34 and had to hang on for dear life. And the Tiger varsity pulls one out of the fire, winning 62-56 here over Homestead in the Tiger Den tonight. Final scoring for the Spartans, who are now 1-1. Aiden Good, 5. Josh Rogers, 5. Michael Rodebush had 2. Peyton Reinhart off the bench, 7. Marshawn Warfield, 2. Matt Weaver, 6. In double figures, Owen Smith, 11. And Alex Graber with 18. For Warsaw, who's now 2-0, Trey Davis, 6. Drew Sullivan, 2. Robbie Finlinson, 7. Carson Gould, 2. And in double figures, Luke Bricker with 20, 14 after halftime. And Brant Martin, who finished with a career-high 25 points. Warsaw trailed after 1-11-10. It was 27-26, Homestead at halftime. In the third, Homestead pulled away, and it looked like the Tigers were in trouble. Down 47-38 after 3. But Warsaw held Homestead to 9 fourth-quarter points, outscored them 14-9 in the fourth. 24-9 in the fourth, and they win the game by a final score of 62-56. We were tied at 8, 10, 27, 31, 33, and 51. That's 6 times, and we had 7 lead changes. Again, Warsaw wins 62-56. Final stats are coming and a conversation with a happy head coach, the Warsaw Tigers, Matt Moore, ahead next on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw wins over Homestead 62-56. It's technically been 8 years since Warsaw has beaten Homestead. Go back to the first weekend in December of 2015 when Warsaw started the year 20-0. They beat Homestead that year. They beat them here tonight 62-56. Great win, pal. That's a heck of a basketball game. Talk about twists and turns.
Yeah, it just, man, the heart, the perseverance, you know, the focus. Extremely proud of just the overall just resiliency of that group of guys. And I think we got down double digits on 3 occasions, and in the fourth quarter, you just didn't want to go away and made some plays. I didn't think we played necessarily that hard in the first half to meet their match their intensity, but you know, when it mattered, we had a gut check, and you know, the right stuff came out.
It was clear in the third quarter that you had kind of encouraged your guys to play a little harder or with a little more intensity. They came out that way and looked really good right off the bat. Then Homestead took over at the end, the last 4 or 5 minutes of that quarter.
Yeah, really strange game with the ebbs and flows and the swings of both teams, right? Like, you know, we turned the ball over the first 4 out of 5 possessions, I think, and obviously that's still a bugaboo for us. And then we come back and tie it, and then they open it back up in the second, and we come back and tie it, and then do it again at third and fourth, and we come back and tie it and eventually take the lead. You know, I thought we didn't play particularly well in terms of our stuff, efficiency-wise, but we did have opportunities to, you know, to take big advantage shots, and I thought, you know, Robbie hesitated on a few and other guys, but when it mattered, you know, Tristan Wilson comes in, makes a phenomenal baseline drive, one more to Robbie to give us a 3-point lead. That is what you need from, you know, coaches about why are you keeping 11 juniors? That's why, because yeah. I'm gonna pick the guy that's playing well, and I'm gonna put him in, and I'm gonna give him a chance to make a play. And Tristan made a tremendous play, and Robbie connected on it. But you know, really proud of Luke Bricker's response to, you know, coming off the bench tonight. I thought he played at a high level. Obviously made shots, but I thought his effort defensively was much better. And those are games, too, like, you know, your traditional rotation in Luke Yeager's case didn't really have a chance to get into a flow. But he was right there with his guys on the bench, and he's part of this. And, you know, the sun will come up tomorrow, and we'll get another chance at another game to get him back and who he needs to be. But, yeah, just a really tremendous run there late in the fourth quarter to kind of put it back in our favor.
We haven't been through the stats yet, but the one stat that I know that you're not happy with is turnovers. These guys really struggled, and especially as Homestead put the pressure on them in the half court, they really got passive in that.
Yeah, you know, just the ball on 3 occasions, I felt like it just literally went through our fingertips on out of bounds under, you know, where we have layups and we just don't catch it. And again, those are things that hopefully we can get squared away, but you know, you offset that a little bit by your offensive rebound, and we get 9 offensive rebounds, and that at least gives you a fighting chance to you know, grow in your possessions. But yeah, man, just a gritty effort by the group. And I you know, I told them, I said that this is a Tuesday night up at Northside Gym that you're going to have to figure out how to find a way to advance. You know, you look at any great team that's kind of made a tournament run, they've had 1 or 2 of those games where it kind of hangs in the balance, and you got to just find a way to go through it. And for us, these are experiences now. Been down in both games this year in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And we've found some way to win, and it's been different guys in different pockets. But, you know, you can't manifest that in any other way other than this is the stuff that you got to go through in order to be a champion, and that's what our goal is.
And you're going to turn around and do it again tomorrow night against a Huntington North team still looking for their first win. Hungry under a new coach in Eric Thompson, a guy that we all know very, very well. I hope a lot of people come out tomorrow night because I'm fascinated, Matt, to see how this team responds a night after this kind of win.
Yeah, well, I am too. I hope that, you know, it's a packed house, and it's a fun team to coach, and it's a fun team hopefully to watch. You know, it's a group of guys you can get behind. It's a group of guys that, you know, you've seen them come through now, and they've kind of, you know, they're at the varsity level, and you've heard as middle schoolers and as freshmen, and, you know, now it's their time. And we've got, you know, we've got great leadership at the top with Luke, and it's a group that I'm looking forward to see how they respond tomorrow as well.
We'll see you tomorrow morning for Tiger Talk.
Great, thank you.
Matt Moore of the Warsaw Tigers, winners tonight over Homestead, 62-56. We'll come back with more, including the final stats and the play of the game next on News Now Warsaw. Tigers 62, Spartans 56 here in the Tiger Den tonight. Time for the final stats brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oliver Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oliverbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Homestead shot at 17 of 38 from the field. That's 44.5%. They were 4 of 16 from three-point range, and 18 out of 20 at the free throw line. Warsaw for the game, 20 of 41. That's 49%, 12 of 21 for the field in the second half. They were 5 of 14 from three-point range, and they were 17 out of 19 at the free throw line. Yes, that is 35 out of 39 between the two teams combined at the free throw line. Rebounding edge goes to Warsaw, 2-1, 28-14. Homestead with only one offensive rebound in the entire game, Warsaw with 9. Turnovers, though, Homestead with 14, a couple key ones down the stretch, and Warsaw with 18. Points off turnovers, Warsaw with 15, Homestead with 24. Second chance points, 11 for Warsaw, 2 for Homestead. Points off the bench, 30 of Warsaw's 62 points came from non-starters. Homestead got 14. Warsaw played to a 1.05 and Homestead to a 0.96. Individually, a couple of guys to mention. Luke Bricker, 6 of 13 for the field, 3 of 4 from three-point range, 7 out of 8 at the free throw line, 4 rebounds, 1 steal. You had Brant Martin, 8 of 13 for the field, 1 of 4 from the arc, and 6 out of 7 at the free throw line. He had 23 points to go along with 4 rebounds, an assist, and a steal for the Tigers, who are now 2-0 on the season, with Huntington North coming in tomorrow. Let's also do the play of the game, brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course, a championship course steeped in tradition on Pearson Road in Warsaw. See why people are raving about their banquet and conference room with a capacity up to 60. Reserve your holiday, wedding, or important meeting now. Warsaw wins 62-56. Big play in the game. You heard Coach talk about it. You give Tristan Wilson an opportunity to play in the fourth quarter of a close game, right? He's played very well in the first two games of the JV season. I don't know if he was thinking, I'm going to get in the fourth quarter of a tight game in the varsity. Probably not. If he was going to get in, he probably would have gotten in sooner than that. But he gets in a critical moment, gets the ball down on the baseline, drives it to almost the edge of the lane, throws it across to the near side, wide open three for Robbie Finlinson, who rings it up, and that put the Tigers from that point in the lead and put the Tigers into the driver's seat. That's the play of the game, brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course on Pearson Road in Warsaw. We'll come back, give you some scores, and we'll wrap up next on News Now Warsaw. We'll be right back here in the Tiger Den tomorrow night. 6:10 pregame show, 6:15 JV start. Warsaw and Huntington North. Eric Thompson and his Vikings will be in here. We look forward to seeing our good friend from the different places that we know him from, Wico and Valley and Peru and now Huntington North. We look forward to seeing him, and we look forward to seeing you here in the Tiger Den tomorrow night. Let's give you all the scores that we have, and we have a lot of scores to give you. First, from other games on the out-of-town scoreboard, these are boys' games. Concord beat Jimtown 45-30. Manchester beat Wawasee 60-44. A girls' final from the conference, Northwood beat Concord 38-30. Now, let's tell you about what happened down in Indy tonight. The Warsaw JV girls lost to Ben Davis 46-34. Cassie Jackson had 10 points and 6 rebounds. The varsity was struggling. They were shooting 16% at halftime and still rallied and beat Ben Davis 52-41. Brooke Winchester led the way with 21 points and 11 rebounds. The girls play again tomorrow night at Westfield. Westfield is a better team. That'll be even more of a challenge. We're going to talk with Lenny Krebs live from Indianapolis tomorrow morning, start just after 9 o'clock on Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, driven by RB Car Company. Here at the high school tonight, the freshman boys beat Homestead 36-34 to go 2-0. They were down 6 with 3 minutes left. Grady Nelson had 13. Tucker Reed with 11, including the game-winning shot with about 20 seconds to go. The JV beat Homestead 36-34 here in the Tiger Den. Tristan Wilson had 15 points. They are now 2-0 on the season. And Brant Martin with 25 and Luke Bricker 20 as the Warsaw Varsity beat Homestead 62-56. Again, stay tuned. Bob Lovell is coming up in just a minute or two. And then We will get ready for Tiger Talk tomorrow at 9 on News Now Warsaw. Thanks to Steve back at the station. Thanks to all our great sponsors. By the way, we have room for more sponsors. If you are interested in being a part of this exciting season that's taking place here early on, call our staff, 372-3064, 574-372-3064. We would be happy to get you started. For Steve, I'm Roger. Hope you enjoyed the broadcasts. I know you enjoyed the outcomes. Warsaw, a winner, 36-34 in the JV, 62-56 over Homestead, their first win over the Spartans in 8 years. Good night, everyone.